Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Welcome to another episode of our Intermediate English Podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Matthew. Today, we're flying into a topic that many of you might have experienced or will soon: surviving long-haul flights with your sanity intact. This episode is all about travel, a topic we know many of you enjoy.
Oh, the joys of being stuck in a metal tube for 12 hours. My last long-haul flight felt like it lasted a week. I almost started talking to my seatbelt buckle because I was so bored and uncomfortable.
We've all been there. It can definitely feel like a marathon. But don't worry, by the end of this episode, you'll have some practical tips to make your next long journey much more bearable and maybe even enjoyable. We'll share our secrets for arriving feeling refreshed, not completely exhausted from the trip.
Let's start even before you leave home. Preparation is truly your best friend for these long journeys. What's the absolute first thing you pack for comfort? For me, it's a good neck pillow. Not those flimsy, inflatable ones that offer no support. And an eye mask.
Absolutely. A high-quality neck pillow and eye mask are essential for getting any rest at all. I also always bring noise-canceling headphones. They're a game-changer for blocking out engine noise or crying babies. You can really create your own quiet bubble.
Yes, they really make a huge difference to your peace of mind. And let's talk about clothing. Forget fashion or looking trendy. Think layers. You want comfortable clothes like soft sweatpants or loose trousers and a hoodie or a light jacket because airplane temperatures can change a lot throughout the flight.
Definitely. You never know if it will be freezing cold or surprisingly warm, so layers let you adjust easily. And don't forget hydration. Pack an empty, reusable water bottle. You can fill it up right after security checks, before you board. Staying hydrated is crucial to combating jet lag and feeling good overall.
Good point. Dehydration can really make you feel terrible and contribute to fatigue. Also, try to avoid sugary drinks or too much coffee on the flight itself. These can give you a quick energy boost, but make you feel more tired later, making sleep harder.
And finally, don't rely only on the in-flight entertainment system. Sometimes the screens don't work or the movies aren't what you like, leaving you with nothing to do. Download your own movies, podcasts, or audiobooks beforehand. A good physical book is also a lifesaver, especially if your battery dies.
Yes, having your own entertainment options gives you control and ensures you have something to do no matter what. It's much better than just staring at the seat in front of you for hours.
Okay, you're on the plane, you've packed smart, and you're ready. What are your top tips for managing the flight itself to stay comfortable? My number one is to move. Get up and walk around every couple of hours if possible. Do some simple stretches in your seat too.
Yes, avoiding stiffness and keeping your blood flowing is key. Even just standing in the galley area for a few minutes can help your legs and back feel much better. Also, keep drinking that water we talked about. The cabin air is very, very dry.
It really is. You can feel your skin and throat getting dry very quickly. When it comes to sleep, it can be tricky on a plane. My advice is to try and adjust your internal clock as much as possible to the destination time zone. If it's nighttime there, try your best to sleep.
That's tough, but so important for avoiding severe jet lag when you arrive. If you arrive in the morning, you want to be ready for the day, not completely exhausted. I use my eye mask and earplugs specifically for sleep, and I try to avoid looking at screens right before I want to sleep. The blue light can definitely keep you awake.
Blue light from phones or tablets definitely affects your sleep quality.
One more thing to consider. Don't be afraid to decline meals if they're served at an awkward time for your sleep schedule. You can always ask the flight attendant for it later, or just eat your own healthy snacks you brought.
That's a clever idea. You don't have to eat just because food is offered, especially if it wakes you up. Your body clock is more important than the meal schedule.
Beyond the physical comfort, the mental aspect of long flights is huge. How do you keep your mind in a good place, Rachel, when you're stuck for so many hours?
My key tip here is to accept it. You're in this space for a while, so try to make peace with it. Don't fight the boredom. Instead, embrace the opportunity to do nothing or something different. It's a rare chance to just be with your thoughts or do a personal project.
That's a great point. It's like a forced digital detox, a break from emails and social media, or a chance to catch up on things you never have time for in your daily life. I always bring a variety of entertainment. One movie, one book, one podcast, a journal. If one thing doesn't work, I switch to another.
Exactly. Don't just rely on one thing, because you might get tired of it quickly. Having multiple options helps keep your mind fresh and engaged. And try to be mindful of your personal space and others. It's a shared environment for a long time.
That's very true. A quick, friendly chat with a neighbor is fine if they seem open to it, but always respect their quiet time too. Not everyone wants to talk for hours on end, especially when trying to sleep or relax.
And if all else fails, and you've tried everything, just close your eyes, put on some calming music, and dream about your destination. The flight will eventually end, and soon you'll be enjoying your adventure.
So, to quickly recap our top tips for surviving long-haul flights and keeping your sanity intact?
First, prepare well with comfort items like neck pillows, eye masks, and headphones. Remember to pack plenty of water and your own entertainment. This preparation really sets you up for success.
Second, on board, remember to move frequently, stay very well hydrated, and try your best to adjust your sleep to the destination time zone. These physical actions make a big difference to how you feel.
And finally, manage your mindset by accepting the situation, bring a variety of entertainment options, and always respect personal space. A positive attitude and having choices help a lot.
With these strategies, your next long-haul flight doesn't have to be a nightmare or a test of endurance. It can actually be a chance to relax and prepare yourself mentally for your adventure ahead.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of our Intermediate English Podcast. We hope these practical tips help you stay sane and comfortable on your next journey.
Safe travels, everyone. See you next time.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.